was connecting with our regular access, but I hope Skype is working tomorrow. Is it, Dan? Are we having technical difficulties with the access? I can indeed. Well, yeah. Okay, we'll just let's start talking then. We have Barbie Ingley from the International Pain Foundation, and Barbie, tell us some of the latest things that your organization has been doing. Okay, Barbie, tell us some of the things that your International Pain Foundation has been doing lately to try to get people out of chronic pain, as you said in your book, from wheels to heels. In other words, from a wheelchair into heels again. What kinds of things does your organization do to try to get people out of pain, out of a dependency on pain medications, and proper treatment for their pain?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Barbie, we do have a connection. We've had some significant problems with somehow connecting with a regular access, so we had a delay of a minute. But okay. We're now connected by Skype. Tell us about your organization. What does the International Pain Foundation do?
Well, the International Pain Foundation has four main areas of focus, and the first being education for patients, caregivers, and providers. We have comprehensive learning resources, online and printed information about diseases, symptoms, and treatments. We have an awareness program we call chronic awareness, that involves quilt project and iPain Pop project, music moves awareness. We do community projects specifically designed for patients to stop them from isolating themselves. And we do access to care projects that help people obtain appropriate pain resources, peer-to-peer mentoring. We work on policy efforts to get better access to proper and timely care for patients. So those are our four main areas, and we have a lot of different projects underneath each of those areas.
Yeah, and of course, we have a lot of people in pain. I think, what is the percentage of Americans, adults, that have a chronic pain syndrome?
Well, the percentage of American adults is just over 100 million. And that's a lot. That's about one in three people. So it's either you or somebody you know that's living with chronic pain. And worldwide, there's one in seven people.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is a big number. And there's in America, there's also about 25 million children that live with chronic pain. So it definitely affects all ages and all races. And I like to say, if you have chronic pain, you're part of Generation P for chronic pain.
What do you think when you talk to the so-called pain experts, the pain doctors that do things like I trained with Dr. Holland Brewer at the Colorado University of Colorado Pain Center, assisting them in the operating room, putting spinal pumps and stimulator. I worked with going back in rheumatology in the 1970s with Dr. Woodbury on rheumatology research, and later did research in pain over the last 40 years. And what I've discovered is that the theories about pain are quite different. A lot of time people think pathology always equals pain. That's a misnomer, isn't it?
That is absolutely a misnomer. And in our medical schools across the country, pain doctors get between 2 and 6 hours of training on chronic pain diseases. And there's over 8,000 diseases that involve chronic pain. And to know that there is so many different diseases, and doctors have specialties, so the chances that finding any particular doctor, it can be quite difficult. And you know, that's one of the reasons why we're here, is to offer those resources and help people connect to the doctors who understand and know that there's so many different ways to get chronic pain, causes of chronic pain, that you have to figure out what the cause is so that you can best treat it.
Have you found a couple of, you probably have a kind of a manual of organizations of doctors or diagnosticians that know how to diagnose and how to treat pain. Which ones are the ones you've been able to flesh out?
Well, I would say the ones that first come to mind specifically for reflex sympathetic dystrophy, I would say Dr. Philip Getzen in New Jersey would be my number one choice. If I could see any doctor in the country, that's where I would go. And then for pain specifically, I like Dr. Webster, Lynn Webster, and I like Dr. Mackey at Stanford. And actually, I like my neuro dentist who is in Burbank, California. His name is Dr. Demersian, Gary Demersian. And you're like, why would a dentist even matter? But he does a lot of different things that regular doctors don't look at. He looks at neuroinflammation and lowering neuroinflammation, which is unusual for a dentist to do. So I really like him as well.
So you find specific doctors in your walk, but not necessarily a specific organization.
Yeah, there's not particularly one organization of doctors that I'd be like, this is the doctor's end all be all. I think that each provider has their own specialty. So even if you look at like a pain clinic, some of the doctors at the pain clinic are going to be great, and some of them aren't. And you really have to interview the doctors and understand what they have to offer. If they're only offering medication, might not be the right thing. If they're willing to work in a team and they can offer you multiple choices of different disciplinary practices to help treat whatever it is that you're diagnosed with or looking for a diagnosis of, it really will be more helpful and beneficial long run to get the help that you need and to actually get better daily living if you're doing a variety of treatment options versus one particular treatment option, especially if it's only medication.
Now, the association that I have belonged to for a number of years is the American Association of Sensory Medicine. Okay. And back in 2003... me and Dr. Jim Hedgecock and our other team, Dr. Randall Cork, et cetera, and we're a range of specialists. Dr. Hedgecock, who is a dean of chiropractic at the Pasadena College of Chiropractic, he then did a PhD in neuroscience at the University of California, Irvine. And then he developed what's called the Axon 2 scanner. What I did is add what's called potentiometry to the scanner after it was approved in 97 by the FDA, which is the first objective technology for measuring and mapping out pain per individual nerve fiber or spinal nerve root. The other technique and organization is the American Association of Thermology. So I belong to both those organizations. I'm reactivating my membership so I can actually attend meetings but also do some presentations because I made some further discoveries over the past four decades. Those two organizations, the American Association of Sensory Medicine, is populated by physiatrists, neurosurgeons, chiropractors, medical doctors, and so it has a wide range of skills, but the first skill is to identify where the pain generator is. Doing MRIs or CT scans or seeing a surgeon is not the first step when you're trying to deal with pain, because oftentimes if you have pathology, even if it's not the pain generator, they treat the pathology and the pain is left the same or even can usually much worse.
Right. Because, The Dr. Getzen, who I said about the American Association of he is part of the American Association of Thermology.
Which is good because those two technologies are the only ones I know that accurately map out pain. Everything else doesn't. If you have MRI, CT scan, PET scan, the only one that might help is positron emission tomography, because the PET scan will show abnormal metabolism in areas. Now what happens, and I'm going to go through a little bit of the physiology, and I've been getting some pep talks from what I call my mentor in terms of how to delivery content and not make it too technical, John B. Wells. He's got probably the best delivery in the system of radio, television, broadcasting. He has his own, if you want to call it, network podcast show that's video podcast. And periodically I'm on there a couple times a year usually. He was on our show a few weeks ago. And what I want to say is if you look at the old movie, the Disney movie Tron, and you can see the grid pattern on the skin. Mm-hmm. That grid pattern actually has what's called neurodermal complexes that were discovered over 100 years ago by Dr. Langerhans, the same doctor pathologist that discovered the Langerhans complex in the pancreas that makes insulin. The Langerhans gate is the primary pain gate in your skin, and it's at the dermoepidermal junction. And at that little gate, there are autonomic nerves, sensory A-delta and C-fiber nerves, small blood vessels, and it's an organelle. In other words, it's a small little microorganelle, and that's the primary pain gate. And if you don't treat pain at that level of the skin, you can never treat pain correctly. A lot of people think you can treat it at the dorsal root ganglion by doing a transforaminal nerve block, which will help, or if you do a spinal pump or stimulator, which I've trained with the Dr. Holland Brewer to assist him in the operating room in doing, or transforaminal nerve blocks, and they are helpful. But if you don't treat it at the skin level, and I discovered this when I was doing my training and working at the burn unit at the Augusta Regional Trauma and Burn Center in 1987-88 in Augusta, Georgia, that when you don't have skin, you can't suffer pain. Now, it's a strange thing, of course. I'm the kind of person that loves to pick up and identify anomalies. And one of the biggest anomalies is, no matter if you have cancer in the bone or the Glisson's capsule of the liver, and so these little pain gates in the skin, now, if you look at them more closely in the biochemistry, there's a number of different receptors in the skin. One of the most important are the receptors that regulate magnesium and a specific receptor called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. And if you can shut these down, you can turn off their pain. Now, a lot of time, too, pain is, in a sense, input to the skin comes from deeper tissues. For example, a lot of people that develop fibromyalgia, they've got mitochondrial dysfunction, and they've got elevated cytokine levels. Mm-hmm. Those chemicals actually crash in the Langerhans gate and upregulate the pain gate and turn it on and open it up. So if you've got, let's say, autoantibodies, let's say with lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, or you've got food allergies, or you've got chemical sensitivity, say, to glyphosates, or you've had all kinds of things, post-viral reactions, you can get increased levels of cytokines. You can actually measure it in people's blood. So people who have pain have elevated levels of cytokines in their body. They also have, because of increased inflammation, which is free radicals, they get cross-links of protein in their fascia of their different muscle bellies actually sticks together, which is why my favorite form of massage is Thai massage, because it doesn't just massage the deep tissues. It stretches the muscle bellies, and it actually separates the muscles, including sometimes the muscles are actually stuck to the periosteum of the bone. So right. One of the things that I recommend, if doctors want to contact me, is I'll give them my formula I developed years ago at the Penn Call Medicine Pharmacy for what's called a Langerhans trigger point blockade. Now, trigger points blocks have been around for a long time, and scleral blocks where they put in various things for sclerotherapy. But my trigger point block works instantly. In fact, it actually can turn the pain off in less than 5 to 10 seconds.
Is that a shot, an injection, or is that a lotion?
It's two ways. I developed a patent for what I call a pain disc that actually would deliver it by electrophoresis. So you just put the disc over the area like a Band-Aid, and it would actually electrophorese in the material. I patented it, but I never, manufactured it because I didn't have the money to manufacture it. But I did patent that back about 25 years ago. The idea is you can inject it, though, and it literally takes as little as one or two drops just at the dermal junction, and you can take a point finder along and find it. Now, why is that so important? Because there are seven gates to the brain. The first gate is the Langerhans gate. The second one is the gate called the dorsal root ganglion at each spinal level. A third is the spinal thalamic tract and travels up through the spinal cord. And then the fourth is the subthalamic nuclei in the base of the brain. And then it's the thalamic projections to the sensory cortex and the temporal lobes of the brain. And then it goes to the frontal lobes and to the motor areas, etc. So you get a motor and emotional response. And so there's synapses that go to other areas of the brain. But what we're often doing with pain is we're treating pain at the cortical level with narcotics. Now, what I've discovered, you can even use homeopathic dosages of narcotics, homeopathic, believe it or not, whether it's below the Avogadro's number, at the Langerhans gate, and the patient's pain will, their own natural release of endorphins is so strong that sometimes they can't drive home. They actually have to have someone take them home by taxi. Most of the time, they're not really functional after they get their Langerhans gate block, because it includes a homeopathic narcotic.
Wow.
So the problem is, you see, that when people have chronic pain, they actually block the normal pain mechanisms they have in their brain. Beta endorphin and dynorphin are 50 to 100,000 times stronger than any morphine molecule made synthetically by mankind. And it's already in your brain in the right pathways. So right. That when people are in chronic pain, they actually can't release the narcotics that are already in their nervous system, just like the cannabinoids. You probably heard of CBD oil. CBD yes. oil modulates some of these pathways that regulate pain as well. So CBD also is very helpful for chronic pain because it modulates some of the pathways that go between the various nuclei in the brain and the endorphin release, beta endorphin and dynorphin. So when people are in chronic pain, they're cortical on some cortical levels, they can't release endorphins and cannabinoid-type molecules that actually modulate their pain response in their cortex and their subcortical nuclei. Now, you probably haven't heard this before because most doctors are not scientists. I'm a scientist first and a doctor second.
Yeah, and, I actually have talked to some research doctors that have said similar things. So I personally have heard it, but the listeners probably haven't. So it's definitely something important that people should pay attention to and maybe even go and re-listen to this.
Right. Now, what I want them to understand is that on the natural level, and I'm a functional medicine doctor and I'm a consultant now. I don't have an active practice, so you can't come to my home or whatever and kind of say, knock, knock, please help me, I'm dying. But I will help you anywhere in the world. I'm your kind of telemedicine country doctor. And if I don't know, I know what clinics will work. That's why I want to connect with people like yourself. They have great organizations to help people because it's a multimodal thing. I mean, the number of vets that are coming back that have pain, some of them from IEDs and explosions, some tied to a post-traumatic stress disorder, and there's actual volumetric change in nuclei in their brain. Some after they had a traumatic lesion, like let's say they had a partially blown off limb, or bad lacerations, or they have shrapnel. Ultimately, though, all pain is like looking at a computer screen. If you don't have a computer screen with your skin, you cannot perceive or cortically understand or receive pain signals. So with no skin, you can never receive any cortical response or understand pain. So people don't understand this because most people walking around have skin. And, of course, unless you work in a burn unit and you make that observation, when I told it to the burn unit director, they say, my gosh, Deagle, I've seen that for years and I never could understand until when the skin starts to grow back, because they use, they grow skin and put it on them, they start screaming after so many days or weeks when their skin regenerates. So that's actually the reason for it. Now, what does that mean? People are also in pain for psychological reasons. When people get in a deep rut, whether it's emotional rut or they've had a post-viral infection and their cytokine levels are elevated, they can get fibromyalgia or regional pain syndromes. It's also there's emotional pain. I think a lot of people, like young people that are addicted to narcotics, are in a sense a form of psychic or psychological pain, and that psychological pain, although it's not neurophysiological, if you did a digital thermogram on them or these other tests, you'd probably find that they had this dysfunction of their A-delta and C-fibers. Now, what I did is I added a technique at the base of the skull for picking up the potentiation of the A-delta fibers. And all we did was take a little device that would actually measure the potentiation of a tiny stimulus with a gold electrode on a specific individual nerve root on the skin, and the pickup at the base of the skull would show it potentiated all the way to their base of their skull, anywhere in their body. So potentiates your A-delta fibers all the way through your spinal cord to your brain. Pain anywhere, your finger, your toe, your stomach, it all gets potentiated through those A-delta fibers, and we can detect it, so it makes it the only objective test for measuring pain in the world. Axon 2 scan.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you.
And welcome back. So Jim Hinchcock is a brilliant guy who actually originally developed the Axon 2 scan, and I added a potentiometry in the late 90s and did some studies with the Department of Motor Vehicles. I was doing work in surface electromyography with Dr. Stu Donaldson for 7 years, and by the way, was persecuted by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons for having a PhD psychologist working at the university doing work. And by the way, we did studies for the Alberta Workers' Compensation Board, which is why I got accepted as the next down to the director of OCMED Research at CECOM for U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars. So I'm not just highly qualified, I'm like beyond highly qualified. And I'm not doing that to blow my own whistle. I'm trying to tell people that I've discovered things that other doctors need to know. For example, one of them, and this is really important, and Jim Hinchcock mentioned this on the show he was on a few months ago, is if you just do a lateral bending x-ray, and this is a chiropractic, remember he was a dean of chiropractic at the Tasadena College, you'll see the spinous process go in the opposite direction to what you'd expect it to do when you lateral bend. So you can actually identify the electromyographic abnormalities, because when people have pain, they have electromyographic abnormalities too with recruitment of their muscle fibers. So if you rotate someone's spine, and we had a special custom-made EMG machine that had 24 electrodes, 12 on either side of the spine, so we could check all the way down the spine to look at someone's, we call abnormal motor firing patterns. And we found that if you're less than 180 degrees, where you'd have the muscles on one side contracting, the others relax, and it was less than 180, so the sine wave curves were shifted, that there are going to be abnormal forces on those vertebral bodies and also on the little apophyseal joints. Now, if you look at innervation of nerve supply for pain in the spine, 75% are in the apophyseal joints and only 25% to the posterior disc annulus, the ligamentum flavum, the yellow ligament in front of the spinal cord and nerve roots. And below T12, there's only nerve roots, the collocata, and then also the dura mater of the spinal nerve root. But 75% go to the apophyseal joint. So if there's abnormal forces, over time, those apophyseal joints are going to hypertrophy. And you can see it on a plain x-ray or CT scan. And you can eventually see a large enough spurring that eventually they can actually encroach also in the dural nerve sleeve. So if they do a CT myelogram or an MRI, you can actually see neural encroachment. So sometimes we do a facet or apophyseal joint block, it would help tremendously with pain because our axon scan would show that's the pain generator. So that's why chiropractic and osteopathic medicine and even things like Thai massage to actually stretch and break up adhesions is important. What I do for the pain on the biochemical and functional medicine side, I give them Inflamex, which is serapeptase, and we have also the separate seraflozyme. And it has Wolbenzyme in, and this breaks up the adhesions in the tissues and reduces the inflammatory cytokines. We use Nutrimmune 26Y, which is our cytokine lowering agents from avian immunoglobulins. We use Cell Defense Plus, which is the most absorbed form of curcumin on the planet, to reduce cytokine levels and even get rid of cancer mother cells. And we use things to help regenerate the cartilage, ligaments, and joints like tendon mender that works on the tenosites epigenetically. Joint performance to regenerate the cartilage, because when you have abnormal forces, you're going to wear down the joints to, you know, get eventually eburnation. So when people just have pain, they don't just have pain. They have dysfunction that can eventually cause, like temporal mandibular joint, for example. You almost always have, if the TMJ joint is involved, the opposite. Greater and lesser occipital nerves are showing abnormal firing patterns. So most people that have head and neck pain or neck pain, they have temporal mandibular joint and they have crossed abnormalities between the TMJ on one side and the occipital nerves on the opposite side, and they get atlantoaxial subluxation and abnormal motion on lateral bending X-ray or MRI scans of their cervical spine. Now, if you talk to most people, because I did research with radiologists on lateral bending and flexion extension MRI scans on the cervical spine and lumbar spine with radiologists in Denver, Colorado, you'll find most radiologists have not done any of this kind of research. They're not aware you can do a MRI scan and actually in different positions and show abnormal motion of the vertebrae causing pain. The TMJ doctors, like the one you talked about, your dentist, is probably fully aware, because I worked actually with with an advanced specialist in dental pain syndromes for years in Calgary, and what we discovered is he had an electromyographic machine measuring EMG abnormalities. But our research, my research with Dr. Stu Donaldson, I'm going to put all this together in videos and presentations. The problem is that the regular doctors are not scientists, so they don't tease out these things that will give them tools to identify pain or the fact that maybe they need a dental pain specialist to deal with their head and neck pain if someone's got chronic fibromyalgia or myofascial pain syndrome, or they're never going to get it conquered. They may need a dental appliance. They may need specific types of therapy, and if they don't, the condyles will wear down, and they'll actually get anatomical changes, too.
Right. I use the oral orthotic.
You are tuned in to
NutraMedical's NutruSilver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use.
Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations on normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaMineralMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. Welcome back. So, Barbie, you're a very great lady, and what's neat about you is this, and you see, you're not a health professional, but because you've gone through a certain circumstance yourself, it's like a person who comes through chemotherapy and becomes a top expert on what is cancer and how to treat it. You've come through a pain syndrome, which is why your book is called From Wheels to Heels. You've also had compassion to try to help people with pain in every area, whether it's just social adaptations, emotional support, getting off narcotics and other things. But you want to connect with science. One of the problems that I see is medicine is an art based on science. And neither side of this is being taught in medical school. They're not being taught, for example, no one should graduate medical school unless they challenge a PhD level biological medical science PhD, as well as having a full rounded background in a whole range of areas that doctors do not get trained in. It'll take an extra 2 to 3 years, which is functional biochemistry, pathology, toxicology, stealth infections. The amount of training that doctors have basically in medical school is what I call Mickey Mouse grade. It's just not good enough as far as I'm concerned. So they don't have the science. And then the other thing is they don't have the art. And one of the problems that I think the art is squashed is by code, billing codes. I know the billing codes are a major effect on the AAS, the American Association of Sensory Medicine scan, because we measure potentiometry. That's okay. But if we start doing electromyographic testing, they don't pay enough to the doctors to actually justify doing it, even though these people, even if they just do a lateral bending x-ray, they got problems with their TMJ or abnormal motion. And when they have myofascial pain, you get tonic spasm, which eventually makes muscles hypoxic, and then they scar down, and you get nerve entrapment syndromes, etc. So the biggest defect in medicine to me is the art is suppressed and the science is suppressed in medicine, and it takes brilliant people like you to come out of a condition to try to get an organization to cross all these things and connect with some top doctors. But also, I think you should have a connection to the American Academy of Thermology and the American Association of Sensory Medicine, because these are a wide range of doctors, from physiatrists to neurosurgeons to chiropractors. and other types of experts and Oriental medicine doctors to use acupuncture. Acupuncture is also, by the way, especially electroacupuncture with specific frequencies, extremely effective for pain, because you can go actually to the Langerhans gate with electroacupuncture very quickly. So the whole range of things is the artistic and the other side isn't helped. So what you're doing is pretty remarkable. And I really think that people, we're going to be putting a number of simulcast videos out. You have your own RSS feed for audio and video YouTubes. Every time we do a show like this, it's cross-indexed. So people that have chronic pain will say, hey, I can go back to Barbie's website. So what's your organizational website so they can kind of tie into your resources?
Sure. The organization's website is internationalpain.org, and my personal website is barbieingle.org.
That's BARBYINGLE.org.
Yes, .com, actually. .com. .com, yeah. Foundation is .org.
Yeah, internationalpain.org. What do you see as the goals? Because I see a tremendous number. This new health plan that the Senate and Congress are trying to put through has billions of dollars to deal with opiate addiction. But they don't understand opiate addiction is the top end of pain. It's not just physical pain, it's psychic pain. When you have a population that's hopeless or destitute financially and emotionally, they're going to reach for narcotics. And, and not only when you start messing with your narcotic pathways, you'll develop physical pain syndromes as well. That's the other thing, is addictive behavior and taking too much alcohol, which is a sedative and an analog of postsynaptic inhibitors, right, like GABA. And you take narcotics like Oxycontin for a period of time, pull stop. Sometimes these people get addicted and their pain syndrome actually explodes because now they're caught in this trap of taking oral narcotics, which is fentanyl or whatever, and the normal mechanisms that regulate their skin flow from to the dorsal root ganglion and the spinal thalamic tract are all screwed up, and their brain can't release the endorphin or dynorphin that naturally would stop them from having pain. A concrete example for myself is that, you know, over my life, I've had passed, I think, 3 or 4 times, very nasty kidney stones, and they're my family on my mother's side. Now, the thing is, with kidney stones, I'm a real tough guy. I've had dental surgery without anesthetic. I've sewn myself out in the middle of nowhere and I've even put casts on. But I begged them. I remember in Pekin, Illinois, when I was the director of OCMED there, I told them, do not give me a shot of narcotics. I'll suffer through this and I'll pass the stone. Leave me alone. If it won't pass, you can put me through lithotripsy, and you don't need to give me a pile of narcotics. Well, they could, you do it, your blood pressure is so high, you're going to have a stroke. So they gave it to me, and actually it made my pain worse. Because once the med wears off, you not only feel spaced out and nauseated, but your pain is worse, and you don't feel like your natural mechanisms can kick in to fight the pain. So giving people narcotics, even if it's a temporary post-op pain, can actually get them into a deep, very, very deep hole where they can't get out of. And part of the problem for the solution of this $40 billion they're going to put into narcotics and OxyContin needs to be funding organizations like yours and the doctors that work with them and health providers and the psychologists and so on and people like yourself to actually solve the problem of psychic pain, post-op pain. For example, one of the techniques we use for post-op pain is the Lumen Photon. If we were using our nutraceuticals to reduce cytokine levels, if we look at stealth pathogens, if you look at the tissue, a lot of people wouldn't end up getting in this deep hole, even if it's just post-op, and can't get back out again, or they're in a psychic hole because they're bankrupt financially, or their relationships broke up, and somebody sells them a few OxyContin, before you know it, their levels of dopamine in their brain are depressed, and in order to feel normal, they got to take narcotics again. So when I see them wanting to throw money at a problem like this, they have to throw some art and some science at it, and they have to throw some humanity at it, which is consideration for our fellow humans that are going to become victims of a system that doesn't understand pain.
Right, and our insurance companies need to, and like you said, the billing codes, all of that needs to catch up, because you can't forsake one life for another, and you can't just take somebody, if somebody's been taking a medication for 15, 20 years, ripping them off with no other choice or option isn't the proper thing to do either.
Right. Now, one of the things I see is if they contact you now, you will contact them with resources of who to go to see for different kinds of pain. You'll
right.
connect them with these other people. And I'm sure you've got some testimonials on your site about people who actually you've walked with them or held their hand while they came out of their pain syndrome, hole. And it's a very deep hole that's getting bigger. I think the statistics I know is something like 40% of the American adult population are suffering from some form of disabling chronic pain.
Right.
That's a lot. It's almost half.
Yeah, and about 25% of that, which that number is also growing, have more than one pain syndrome or condition.
Right. Pretty nasty, eh? Now, as I have on my website, I just relaunched it, by the way, or you have a chance to go visit them, our new upgraded Deagle Network, which we're going to respell your name correctly on your own channel.
Thank you.
We have also the new refurbished and super advanced Nutrimed Medical Clay and Iron websites. These are all written in WordPress. I designed them myself. The backroom design, although the front page is designed for Nutrimed Medical, Michelle, my wife, and Mauricio did, all the back design of these websites and functionality, computer design, is mine.
Great.
I designed the previous websites in Java and Java Beans about 12, 13 years ago, and they're pretty archaic now, so we had to move up to make it web-friendly and mobile device-friendly. But it allows you to have access, if you get a subscription to our wellness condition, to over 320 health conditions. Now, everybody, and this is everybody out there, needs to know, they can contact me as soon as they've registered and purchased some products. They can get access to me for an email or a callback. And that's a ministry. I do charge, unless it becomes a consult, which means the case is so complex, I can't sort it out, or I need to refer you to health professionals and look at records, etc. Which is about one case in 100. Most of them will start on a protocol, I'll give them, and they'll start getting well, and it'll try to stay within their budget. And again, I want to connect with organizations like yours so that people will say, hey, I got a chronic pain syndrome. Besides taking some of Deagle stuff, I'm going to see a doctor that can do a thermogram on me. I want to get connect with some of the psychologists or other doctors that she's found are really good to help with the dental issues or the other issues and pain. It's a complex thing. It needs a team approach. It's not something that one person of one specialty can approach. You may need a chiropractor, a dental specialist. You may need to have trigger point Langerhans blocks in your skin with a formula that I developed. You might need a lumen photon. You might need a whole series of cytokines. You could have low-grade stealth infection in your body. Most people don't realize that most people with chronic pain, if I'd done the studies of their previous pathogens or current pathogens, the average person has 4 to 5 pathogens where they've had immune system abnormalities like HHV6 virus, cytomegalovirus, Bartonella, all kinds of, parvovirus B19. You'd be surprised at all the crap that's growing in people's bodies, and they think that they're perfectly fine, and their cytokine levels are in orbit, and no wonder they're in pain. So a lot of chronic pain actually is chronic infection, but it's a stealth infection. The same way as everybody that gets cancer, every single person has cancer, whether it's a basal cell in your nose or breast cancer or any kind of cancer, has an infection. And if you don't deal with the infected and epigenetic changes, you can't conquer it, which is why I don't recommend ever paint-by-numbers chemo or radiation therapy for cancer, too. So my approaches are scientifically based, and I try to integrate with experts like yourself so that they can get all the other resources they need, because this is not something that they can just, hey, I'm going to take your 4 or 5 things, Deagle, and I'm going to get well. We're going to help you a lot. But you may need other things. You might need a TMJ specialist. You might need a dental appliance. You might need Thai massage and chiropractic. You might need, to see an interventional pain specialist to do transforaminal nerve blocks if you've got a phantom limb. You're not going to get better because there's no limb to inject, trigger blocks. Unless you do a transforaminal blockade, you may have to, do these other kind of blocks in order to get the pain syndrome under control. So, tell us some of the kind of neat testimonials you've had lately. People that use your services and got better.
Oh, I hear from people quite often that have gone through eye pain, or I have specifically helped myself, or other peer-to-peer mentors that we have helped them, and with whether it's like through phone mentoring or they've read one of my books. When we do webinars, when I've come on to programs like yours or other radio shows, it's giving patients. I've had patients say, "Barbie, I felt like I had tried everything. I felt like I had done everything, and then I heard you on this radio show, or I heard you, or you talked to me on the phone, or whatever it was." And all of a sudden, now they feel the hope again, and they feel like there's other things that they can try, and maybe they were with a provider that was only offering them one thing. And
most providers have no training at all. To be honest with you, I think it should be one of the things that's a problem is the patchwork of regulations across the country with different states. And I don't believe in state licensure. I believe in national licensure, and you should have an international body a national body, linked to international body, but meaning national body, that integrates that if you have, don't have a certain amount of continuing education and pain, because it's the most common reason why people go to, pay, to see a doctor. They got pain.
Right.
They may have
right.
other things with it, pain and fatigue, pain and abnormal motion, pain and, you know, abnormal sleep patterns, but and depression. But usually pain is a major mix in the whole thing. We have a right. caller, Bill in Wisconsin. He had a question about an unusual therapy called spectrochrome therapy. Can you mention that, Bill? What? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. As usual, you have a very good show there. A number of years ago, someone gave me a book called Let There Be Light, and it was based upon a therapy called spectrochrome, which is simply different colored lights applied to the skin, and you pointed out how important that is to alleviate pain, that you apply these different colored lights and it will maintain some improvement. Now, we are all familiar with a baby, for instance, when it's born, sometimes has jaundice. And in the hospital, they'll put it under blue lights.
Yeah, it helps to, helps to clear it. Let me give you a little background on that, because it's mentioned.
It helps to clear it.
Yeah, let me give you a little background on this about the spectrochrome, because it's already available, actually.
There are more doctors that are coming around to this very useful modality.
Yeah, let me give you the specifics.
I would like to give the website.
Rather than doing that, let me give you an answer first. First thing is, the best single therapy we have right now on our site is Lumen Photon, because the communication in the body is light. Number two, you can do acupuncture with light, and we actually have up to 10 million colors that are available through a device that my colleague does in Arizona. And there are therapists that are trained in doing what's called light laser light therapy using these fiber optic cables and up to millions of different colors. Let me explain what the frequency thing is. That every mineral has a specific frequency, and every mineral has is like the black keys in the keyboard of your DNA. I'm presenting a lecture this December on how quantum physics applies to biological systems, and it's based on those principles. So light and colors, you're right, and you can do it. And there are a number of limited therapists that are trained in doing laser and we call color therapy through specific acupuncture points where we call neurodermal points where the energy goes through the body, like the chi in China or the prana. To be honest with you, the best therapy that I've seen so far, because I've seen all these color light therapies. In fact, there's another company that manufactures the Lumen Photon machines for us in New Mexico that also has some blue lights, too. If you're going to use a specific light, you can't just use random frequencies. I've actually got a company called SEMF, so you've heard them on the program. And when I have someone on consult, I can actually get them a frequency generator and give them the actual harmonic resonant molecular frequencies for those minerals that are specifically important for different health conditions. So you don't need to go to a therapist. You can actually get one of these devices for under $100. I can send you the frequencies if I've identified the problem and therefore identify which frequencies are going to be helpful for those ion channels to open the minerals to get into your DNA, the nucleoplasm. So I don't want to really promote an alternative product that I don't know about on the show, so don't want you to give the website. But I would say Lumen Photon is the best. It's simple. You can't hurt yourself with it. You're not going to get burned. But if you want to get into more advanced things, you want to do what's called frequency therapy or what I call morphogenic field therapy. You want specific ion frequency, harmonic resonant frequencies that go right back to Linus Pauling and deal with actual quantum biophysics. And the problem is that the regular doctors out there, a lot of them are either promoting things that are, you know, just any kind of frequency or light therapy isn't going to work. It has to be Lumen, which is infrared light therapy that has specific resonant frequencies for each different type of tissue based on the ontogeny of that tissue. But just to say you're going to do a specific machine that's going to just generate a whole spectroscope of frequencies isn't tuned to the frequency of the mineral that needs to get into this nucleoplasm to turn on the genes. And by the way, we have a new product that will go with that called Indium Me. It's a new liposomally enzymatically activated indium to bring the minerals into your cell, because that's the populations that live the oldest and regenerate disease, is getting the minerals into your nucleoplasm to turn on your genes.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Well,
we went to
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Barbie, how do they get in touch with you again? Let's get your websites. And, of course, you have a link directly over on our new Deagle Network, Deagle-Network. Oh, I can hear the bumper coming in again. That's really funny. So let's cut the bumper, and we'll get back to Barbie. So, Barbie, your website is internationalpain.org, and your personal website is barbieingle.com. Yeah. So they need to connect with you, and you can provide all kinds of services. Can you run through them again? And we also have a channel for you over on our Deagle Network, which is podcasting, audio and video, and also a direct link to your event channel over that we've given you over at Livestream. So whenever we do any Livestream videos, it's going to go out on simulcast to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Google Play, etc. And it's web-friendly and mobile-friendly, so it can go on someone's Roku box on their TV or their iPhone or iPad, and they can pull out clips. It's, by the way, all these services are free. Nobody has to sign up for our videos and so on. The only thing that has to sign up and subscription is the wellness conditions. Everything else is free. I pay for it all because I want people to get the information. And even the services like your website, all we ask is that we have a link back to NutriMedical so we can get some back traffic. So tell us the services you offer again so people can know if they go to internationalpain.org, what kinds of things will you offer?
Well, again, there's four main areas. There's education, which is comprehensive learning resources. Some are printed information. Some are online. We talk about disease conditions, symptoms, treatments, support links. our partnerships, many of our projects, all of our education information and events are free to attendees. We have awareness events for the public and for the chronic pain population. We do community events for pain patients because they sometimes isolate themselves and we want to get them back and functioning in society. And then our access to care, which is our peer-to-peer mentoring and our policy efforts for getting better access to proper and timely care for pain patients, and you know, working on things like bill coding and making sure that patients are teamed up with providers that can actually help them through different outlets and resources that we have so that they get the best care possible.
That's good. One of the things that I've heard that really positive that Donald Trump and his administration have done is they signed a veterans bill where if the veteran can't get timely care in the Veterans Administration, I call it a very awful hospital system, because I worked with them for many years, unfortunately, yeah. Is they can get access to a doctor. So if they can go through your organization, you can kind of direct them to a doctor. And the VA will pay for them to go to these alternative providers, maybe to get a thermographic scan and a digital axon 2 scan that'll tell them what their pain generator is. The problem is if they see someone that just does CT scans or MRI, they're going to say, well, we'll approve an operation, but it may not be their treatment. And they may need also a lot of follow-up rehab care, massage therapy, psychological care, addiction counseling, and relational, because there's so many other things going on. We have, a veteran or somebody that's been injured, and they have a chronic pain syndrome.
Right.
So, Barbie, let's do some videos. We don't have to. You can have a PowerPoint. We just can go to your websites, and we can do them 5, 10, 20 minutes. When they go out, they'll blast out and get massive exposure because people need to know your resources are available. And so if you need to get in touch with Barbie, again, it's Barbie Ingle, ingle.com, and internationalpain.org. We'll be back in a moment with Fareed in hour number 2. And we have lots of time to go over many, many health conditions here today because we have lots of open time. We'll be back in just a moment with Fareed and Cardiovasc. Call in 800-313-9443. Thank you, Barbie. You're doing an amazing job. God bless you, and God bless those that are suffering in pain.
Thank you so much for having me.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.